right, direct. Because looks are everything.
Because looks are everything.
Get down.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. It's Mark here at Autobright, and welcome to another episode, or even minisode, of the Autobright Direct Podcast. Hope you're all doing well. Today we have got in the room to the right of me, Mr. Dale Wintle. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful. And to the left of me, we've got a new podcaster, I suppose. if you want to say that, I'm going to go straight in there with an introduction. It's Mr. Adam Boddy.
Well, that's the first time I've ever had a round of applause when my name's been said, so thanks very much.
A bit of last as well.
Probably.
How are you, Adam?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful, yes.
Good, on this moody Thursday morning.
Yes, not very nice, is it?
No, it's a bit gloomy, a bit rainy. But...
Oh, well, never mind. So we've got a few things to go through today then, boys. As this is, it's not a full episode, it's what we call a mini-sode.
You say that, but we've got Adam here.
How rude.
How rude.
How rude. Rude indeed.
Adam is known for his talking.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about.
You do like to go into detail, shall we say?
Well, that's the business we're in.
That's it.
It is. Adam loves it. Anyway, Adam, for anybody that doesn't know you, do you want to tell everybody what you do? Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
And sure. Introduce yourself.
Won't take long.
Yeah. Tell you what, you pair characters. I'm Adam. I am the shop and dispatch manager. So I overlook the shop and the dispatch, all the online orders, and make sure the shop's stocked and got everything ready for the customers coming in.
Did you say overlook? And you're only 5'2"?
5'6". Come on. I'm just a little bit taller than you, Dale, so.
Okay.
So you basically manage everything in your area and dispatch, orders. You make the shop looking full all the time, and it's looking great at the minute. So I've got to admit.
That's it. We've just been able to reopen thanks to our friend Boris. And
yes.
Thanks, Bozzy.
Yes, Bozzy. Yeah, we're open now, and our customers can come down and shop until they drop.
Certainly can, because the shop is absolutely rammed. Not sure if any of our customers came down during the sale, but once the sale had finished, the shop was absolutely decimated.
It looks like we've been ransacked.
Yeah.
It was literally empty. I think I must have counted probably about 4 bottles on the shelves.
Yeah.
And that was it.
There was more on the shelves when the shop was being built.
God. But, obviously touching on that, it was because of the orders we had and the massive support that we had, through October and our sales. I think we had over 7,100 orders, something like that.
Yeah, it was unreal. Not compared to any sale we've had before. Yeah. It just was mental. Insane.
It was. It only took us 6 weeks to get them out.
Yeah.
With 15 staff.
Yep.
Amazing.
Or 2 weeks, if you mark.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Mark's 2 weeks.
So, if you're listening, well, of course you're listening, but, thanks for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was just amazing. Thanks for your orders. So, I hope you've got lots of nice Christmas presents. Anyway, moving on to Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Dale, have you got a bit of a list there, I do believe?
I have got a bit of a list. Okay. I'm like Santa.
Santa in the corner.
I'm checking it twice, and you two are on the naughty list.
You got a white beard then, have you?
Well, yeah, I'm getting on a bit now, mate.
Oh,
so I was going to ask Adam about, he was just touching on the shop, I was just going to ask him, is there any updates, any offers on? Or?
So we've done a few things for our much-loved customers. So this year we have added a few new kits, Christmas kits, for our customers. So if you're out of ideas or the AD addict in your life doesn't know what they want or you don't know what to get them, there are some set kits that are on there that...
So like a Christmas section on the website?
Yeah. So, top right-hand corner of the website, it says Christmas. Click on it and you'll see everything. So we've got kits ranging from low prices right up to the high prices, which are our ultimate kit, which comes with the hold all, ram-packed.
So basically everything you need to detail a car.
Yeah, everything you need we've got.
That's a special kit, that is.
Really special. And if you didn't catch it the other day, Kev and Dale did a top 10 Christmas gifts on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And that was also included in there, along with a few other gifts ranging from £10 right up to the kit, which is £300. So all the kits are available online and in store. So if you want to take a look, you can do, or come down to the store. We've got them all out on display, and then we can get them ready for you if you need one.
So, cool. So basically they've basically been picked by us. They're specially selected.
Yeah.
They are specially selected Christmas gifts. So like Adam said, if you don't know, if you've got an AD addict in your life and you don't know what to get them this year, we've got a beautiful selection of Christmas gifts.
We certainly have.
As Adam said, if you pop on the website, the main banner, everything's Christmas kind of themed on the website at the minute.
Yep. So it's even snowing.
It's even snowing. We've got snow on the website.
We have. Let's hope we have.
How good is that?
Snow for Christmas. That's it.
So no matter what you click on the website, it'll take you to some kind of Christmas gifts.
Yep. And we've even got a little wreath around the AD logo.
We have.
We do it best, don't we?
We do it best.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
But yeah, check out the video me and Kev did. It's a full of ideas, and me and Kev making a couple of fools of ourselves. So it's funny as well as...
as usual.
Yeah, that's it. Informative and funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not all we've got. So now we're allowed to reopen. We're back open to normal opening hours.
Yes.
Two applause in a day. Wow.
That wasn't for you. That's for the shop.
That's definitely not for you.
Damn. So yeah, we're allowed to open the normal opening hours again. So we're open Monday to Sunday. So check the opening times if you're coming down. And yeah, we've got something special on in store as well. So for our first 100 customers, if they spend over £50, they're going to get a free Christmas present.
Wow.
A free Christmas. Is that off Santa?
A proper present wrapped up?
Yeah, all wrapped up in a sleigh, and they get to pick which one they want.
So obviously it's a mystery
Christmas
present.
So if I come to the shop now and spend £50, you're going to give me a free present?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't remember authorising this, Adam. Is it a bit of a manager special, is it?
Yeah.
The manager is special.
He is very special. He is very special. Wow, that's amazing.
That's great. That's a great offer.
Yeah.
What about the people online though?
So we can't leave them out. So obviously the gift kits are available online as well as everything else in the on the website. So for a limited period of 2 weeks, so up until December.
2 weeks. Not Mark's 2 weeks.
No, proper 2 weeks. Proper 2 weeks. Up until the 13th of December, any online orders will receive free shipping when they spend over £25. So usually it's £50, but we've halved that down to £25.
So not only do they get the specially selected Christmas gifts, and obviously they are on a bit of a sale.
Yes.
Price at the minute as well.
Yeah, so with the gift sets, they are also reduced down from their RRP. So,
So if you buy one of them, whatever gift kit that you want, you spend over £25, you get free shipping.
Yep.
Wow.
UK mainland, UK free mainland. Shipping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's great, though, isn't it?
So have they got to order for a certain time for guarantee as delivery for Christmas?
So yeah, at the moment, shipping times are 4 to 5 business days. We are looking at getting orders out quicker than that. So I believe at the moment with the current orders that we're on, we're hopefully looking between 2 to 3. But to guarantee your Christmas delivery, you really want to be ordering probably by the 18th.
Yeah, I think it says 16th on the website.
They may just squeeze in, we'll go with the 16th just to make sure it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the couriers are absolutely pushed to the limit. Well, this is the thing,
we're getting them out, but then the couriers are delaying it by a couple of days as well, because they're absolutely mad flat out.
They are.
So, yeah. So to guarantee that we can get your deliveries out, make sure you place them by the 16th.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
That is special.
It is.
I believe we've been talking about new products, Mark.
Ooh, new products.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've, uh,
We've got a couple of new products, haven't we?
We have, and we've just stocked them in the shop.
Shall we
get
Mark the light ones to talk about?
He loves the light jobs, don't he?
He does love the light jobs.
I'll briefly talk about the light. I'll tell you about the video that Kev did yesterday, and that is that's a live video on our Facebook page, and he explained everything about our new detailing light. It's a swirl spotter. It's a great light for getting looking at the defects. It's a proper detailing stroke body shop light, so it is a proper tool. It's not an AD. It's not a generic lamp that you can
It's a professional tool.
It's a professional tool. It's very weighty.
Yep.
You know, it's very, very high quality. It's got a magnet on the bottom, magnet on the back. You can kind of adjust it in many different positions. You know, it comes in a beautiful box.
Yeah, you can adjust this as well, can't you?
You can adjust it. Obviously, it's got color temperature bulbs as well. So it's got everything. Yep. You know, if you're polishing your car this Christmas, shall we say, you can use this light. You know, you can pick up the swirls, you can pick up the defects. It's a perfect Christmas present. It really is.
Comes in its own charger as well.
Comes in with its own. It's like a slot-in desk. Kind of a desk charger, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you just slot it in, it charge. I think it's a couple of hours for charge, and away you go.
Excellent.
So, you know, it does look amazing, and it is a quality item.
Yeah, the magnet on it is really, really strong.
You nearly pulled the stand over the other day.
Yeah, trying to do a live video, and here's the light. Nearly pulled the stand over.
The video Kev did yesterday was really good, really informative.
Yeah, it is. It's, it kind of shows you what it can do. Yeah. So, great Christmas presents, and they're on the website, so check them out.
And I believe we've got a new air freshener, Adam. Is that correct?
We certainly have. Perfect for this time of year. So magic. Christmas magic.
Christmas magic.
And what's it smell like?
It smells like Christmas and magic.
Okay. So my kind of thought on that is, you know, Christmas kind of, like it's one of these candles you get, you know, it's kind of a mulled wine, kind of cinnamon, spicy. Exactly that. I am good.
Not digested sprouts.
No, that's after the Sunday dinner, mate. That is
right.
That's the evening. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Must just be my house then.
Must just be you.
Lay off the sprouts
like a purple cloud.
Yeah, that's it. So
that's magic then, that is.
Yeah, really nice. So Christmas morning, if you want to smell like Christmas magic, whether you're going to visit family in the car or you're staying at home.
Or you won't get rid of the sprout smell.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think everybody wants to get rid of that sprout smell.
Yeah.
So get yourself some Christmas magic.
Yeah, neutralise them sprouts.
Fantastic. We have got another new product coming next couple of days as well. We'll probably catch up on that.
Yeah.
Probably a bit later.
Yeah.
Okay, Dale, what else have we got?
So, on my magic list here, we've got the advent calendar. I don't know if the listeners know, but they probably do.
Do you know, this is my favourite time of year at Christmas, our Christmas advent calendar.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Amazing. It is amazing.
I thought you were going to do a round of applause then.
Oh. I think it deserves one, doesn't
it? I think it does. So, for the people who don't know, we do our advent calendar every year and we do a prize giveaway. And it's very easy. All you got to do is comment, like, and share.
Okay. Yeah. So, how's it work then? I mean,
Tune in on Facebook at 7 p.m. every night.
On our Facebook page,
On our Facebook page.
Okay.
I think the first video featured Mark and Jill.
Hey.
Yep.
There you go.
Certainly did.
The best.
And they give away a great prize. In fact, I think you give one away the detailing light.
There was the detailing light. There was a couple of other bits as well on the first day giveaway. We already have a winner for that. So
I've already shipped that one this morning. So that's going off to Terry.
Congratulations to you, Terry, if you're listening.
Congratulations, Terry.
On day two, you'd hog the limelight again, you and Jill, didn't you?
But
something went wrong. Would you like to tell the listeners what went wrong?
Yeah, something went wrong. All right. We were kind of, me and Jill were kind of getting into the swing of things with the video and whatever. And all of a sudden, I was faced with a Ghostbuster.
Wow.
And a member of the Mexican cartel.
Wow.
And that was Mr.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
I was terrified for my life. I didn't know what was going on. And that was Mr. Kevin Prince, the Mexican himself.
Obviously.
And and Ash the Ghostbuster. Oh. And they both threatened us and we had to leave.
Wow. No way.
And yeah. And they, and, wow. they carried on with the video.
Yeah, being, I think you were accosted with a cactus as well, weren't you?
I was threatened with a spiky cactus and a Ghostbuster gun.
So you were threatened by Kev's spiky cactus?
Kev's green spiky cactus.
Mm. Moving on.
I was scared for my life. I was a bit confused, but...
Mortified.
Mortified I was, yeah. So God knows what's going to happen for the rest of the 22 days, whatever we've got left, because...
I've got an idea.
Judging by yesterday, wow.
I've got a good idea too.
You need to tune in, guys. Yep. Get your notifications turned on. 7 p.m. every night up until the 24th is the last day.
Yeah.
You're going to win a great prize if you're lucky enough. And it's dead easy. Just comment, like, and share.
Yeah, basically, yep. You know, share it with your friends, share it with your family, you know, and you could win whatever's behind that door. It's just like a normal advent calendar on your wall.
And Ash, dressed as a Ghostbuster today, gave away a bottle of our ectoplasm.
You did.
How special is that?
It's that special. I haven't got a bottle.
Though. I haven't got a bottle.
Nope, I haven't seen.
So you've got a director, a dispatch manager, and a general manager. None of us have got a bottle of this.
The last person I saw with a bottle of ectoplasm was Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. Yeah. Nice touch.
He got away with that one, didn't he?
He did get away with that. Mm. So I don't know what's happening with that.
Well, I wasn't stopping him.
I think he may possibly make an appearance at some time
in the future. He may.
He is still knocking around the building somewhere, I think.
Yeah. Getting packing boxes.
Yeah, that's it. He's still after them trick-or-treat waxes.
So anyway, I've got something. Good news.
Good news.
We have got some good news. So guys, I'm going to talk about our foam lance for a second. You obviously know that we do the best foam lance in the world, yeah?
We certainly do.
Thank you.
That was for the foam lance, not you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we do the best foam lance in the world, and they've been going now since 2005, so they've been going quite a while. They are great. Oh, yeah. Now, we've had a bit of an upgrade on the old foam
have
lance.
We?
We have, yeah. So this is basically on the Karcher connectors. So the way of plastic on the Karcher connectors on the foam lances, but now we've upgraded them to brass.
Nice.
So they are a lot stronger. They are, you know,
more durable,
heavy. They
look nicer.
They look great, and they're just stronger. So you know, it's a cracking upgrade, to be honest. And of course, you know, our foam lance, it's in a lovely gift box, and it's a perfect Christmas gift.
That's it. They're flying out at the moment.
I believe it's reduced a little bit as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. There's £3 off it at the minute. So and I do believe.
Free shipping
as well, Adam.
Yeah, so £3 off, so £37, which will include your free shipping up until the 13th of December.
Amazing.
And they're easy to wrap because they're in a nice box, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
You get your 500ml Imagifoam, so they're ready to use, aren't they? You just, you know.
Can you imagine, Dale, on Christmas morning, opening a present with a foam lance in it? How amazing is that?
You'd be straight out, wouldn't you? Straight out on the drive.
Straight out with your pressure washer.
Pressure washer on, annoying the neighbours, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and then in the afternoon, you can you can get your polisher out, you can get your detailing light out, and you're away for the day.
Yeah,
that's it. And that's how it is. So.
Just
go in for your Christmas dinner, then back out again.
I was just going to say,
I just hope that person isn't cooking Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Or else there'll be a lot of hungry family.
Yeah, about the sprouts again, are we?
No sprouts.
Christmas magic. So that was my good news. So hope you like that, folks.
Excellent.
Okay.
So what else we got to talk about? We haven't talked any pants yet, have we?
No. Talking pants yet.
Shall we talk pants?
Let's talk pants.
Yeah.
So I've run out of things, eh?
You've run out of things, eh?
I was hoping you'd just carry on talking for the next 3 hours, Adam. Fill a slot.
So how much we got left on the memory card?
Yeah. Actually, this is a 128 gig memory card, Adam. I think we've got a gig left. It must be your voice. Are you looking forward to Christmas, Adam?
I am. I love Christmas.
Because you've just moved in a new house, haven't you?
I have, yes. So
your beloved girlfriend?
Yeah, me and Kylie have moved in August, so this is
our... Poor Kylie.
I know.
Oh, God, I feel sorry for her.
We moved in August, and this is our first Christmas that we're going to spend together. Obviously, it's been a bit of a rubbish year. House got put back, and we had to wait and wait. And
where's that tumbleweed button? Good. So you're happy then?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dale, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because yeah, you're a bit of a Scrooge, bit of a grumpet,
bit of a Grinch,
bit of a Grinch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grinch.
But he's bought himself a Christmas present already.
Oh, okay. Yes. Have you?
It's got two wheels.
Ah, yes, I know.
He sits on it and it rumbles.
It rumbles.
It rumbles.
Yes, yeah. But go on, tell everybody what you bought, Dale.
I've just bought a new motorcycle.
Anyway, Adam, going back to you. Yeah. Go on.
A new one. Haven't you already got one?
Might have.
So you can't drive two motorcycles at the same time, Dale.
I love my British bikes, so I've already got a Triumph, and I've just bought a Royal Enfield.
Ooh.
And I'm sure it'll be featured in some videos soon.
I'm
because
sure it will.
Mark's got some more good news.
Good news.
Next year, we've got some interesting products coming out related to bikes, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably
I've been twisting Mark's arm for 5 years.
Yeah.
And now you're putting him on the spot.
Yeah, yeah, you put me on the spot now. That's for sure. We've got some interesting products that we have developed over the past months, shall we say.
Yeah.
And all I can say is keep a lookout for something new in the new year.
Definitely.
That's all I can say.
I'm really excited about it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
really
we know excited. You are. You've finally got your own way.
So you've got lots of chrome on this bike then, Dale.
There is lots of chrome. There's lots of polishing to be done. Lots of detailing.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to see it, to be honest. So.
Nick's going to be really busy.
Yeah. Well, they keep banging on about it, so it'll be nice to see it eventually.
He's got to learn clean wheels first before he does anything else.
Yeah, Nick.
Anyway, so...
So Kev will be back anyway, won't he?
Yeah.
Talking of detailing. We've missed him out this time because we were sick of reading him on the podcast, but he will be back with... Is it stage two, step two?
Yeah. We'll catch up with another podcast soon for step two. And we've got another podcast coming very, very soon as well. The next podcast, or probably the mini-sode, whatever you want to call it, depends how long it'll be. We're gonna have a podcast about the Back to Basics, our group training course. So that's going to be an interesting one. We've got myself, we've got Kevin, and we've got Mr. Clive Pepper.
Ooh.
In the house. So we're going to talk about the Back to Basics. We're going to talk about where it started, how it started, right up to how many trainees we've had, you know, over the past few years.
Yeah, it suffered a little bit this year, hasn't it?
It has.
Obviously due to COVID.
Yeah, it has. But, you know...
It'd be nice to see Clive.
Or hear him.
Oh, hear him. Yeah. Well, I'll see him.
Oh, you'll see him, yeah. that's going to be the next one, I think. So we'll have a chat about the Back to Basics, so that'll be quite interesting. So, you know, if you're interested about Back to Basics, if you want to come on board, obviously the dates aren't released yet for next year. But you can listen to Clive Waffle.
And I'm sure Kev will be talking about the other training services we offer as well.
Yeah. So we'll all be waffling on about training and whatnot.
We're on the step two, I believe. We had Nick last time, didn't we, on step one, who obviously needs retraining.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Doesn't know step one.
We don't want Nick again.
So I think we're going to have the other Mark, aren't we, Mark Pallington?
Yeah, we'll introduce Mr. Mark Pallington. So, he'll come along and have a chat with us, I think.
Excellent.
Cool. Excellent,
yeah.
Well,
okay. So I think we've done for this episode. Have we got anything more?
I think
we've
done. Adam's got some work doing dispatch.
Yeah. Fine. Many orders.
Many, many orders.
That's it.
Okay.
Not 7,000, but enough.
Right. So I'm going to end it here. So thank you, Adam, for entertaining us over the last 23 minutes.
Thank you for having me.
Seemed like 2 hours.
Anyway, so Dale, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And then we'll catch you guys on the next Autobrite Direct podcast. Podcast even.
Yep.
Take care, guys.
Take care. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything.
Get down.